BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a brilliant innuendo bingo featuring fitness lords Chloe Madeley and James Haskell. We speak to Abby, who is a student that literally spends no money. So tight. Bangers features an actual harpist. I'm putting Chris's Christmas present from last year to good use. I only got it a week ago. And the worst ever answer to be given on The Chase. Like, ever. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Today, James Haskell and Chloe Madeley. Fit couple. Literally fit.
Physically fit.
Physically fit.
Like fit in that way. Yeah.
Very strong. We could take some tips from them, I think. 1:45 today on Innuendo Bingo. You can see them both getting wet. I like it. They're a couple as well.
They really are a couple that train together, stay together situation.
Yeah. We should ask them that, actually.
But also, I'm just interested to know kind of what motivates them. And is it not awkward training together in the gym? Because I thought that was a thing that couples don't really do.
No, yeah, couples that train together stay together.
No, but I thought that wasn't true.
Did anyone see The Chase last night?
I missed it.
You know, we always say on that show that the answer is never C. They always give you multiple choice, A, B or C. Never C. You know, like this.
What term was used to describe a verbal assault from Margaret Thatcher? A, carpet bagging. B, handbagging, or C, teabagging?
Never accept C as the answer because it's not. They're just there to trick you out. So I think last night, probably, well, see, I have nightmares about this, going on these shows and giving a really stupid answer. But I think quite possibly the worst answer ever given on The Chase last night. Listen to this, please.
Who had a 50s number one with Stranger in Paradise?
David.
Hello, Cool J. Tony Bennett.
Okay, so the question, who had a 50s number one with Strangers in Paradise? David, it wasn't LL Cool J.
Who had a 50s number one with Stranger in Paradise?
David.
LL Cool J. Tony Bennett.
Oh, he'll be gutted.
It's the pressure, though, when you're in that situation and you've got to say someone.
I know.
So you just jump at whoever's in your mind.
Obviously, his chaser was the governess off of...
No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
And she jumped straight in. With this.
And I must say, I absolutely love the idea of LL Cool J having a hit in the 50s with Stranger in Paradise.
Yes, yes,
it totally should have.
Ooh. Right, and oh, you don't want to upset her. One more time, please.
Who had a 50s number one with Stranger in Paradise?
David.
LL Cool J. Tony Bennett.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We really need to sort out your Innuendo Bingo clothes.
Mine.
I mean, every day now, every time we do it, it's like that pig outfit again. Get some new clothes or go to the laundrette.
Oh. Or maybe you could do some washing for once. In fact, yeah, let's do that from now on then. If you're going to complain, you do the washing. Will you? Are we not discuss this? Will you?
Bring it in and I will have it freshly delivered for you.
Will you actually?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, fine.
I actually really enjoy doing washing.
There we go. That's the new system because I hate it. So they just end up clogging up the office. People get angry at me.
Bung it in a black bin bag, Madonna. I'll have it done by next time we play it, all right?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can't believe I just agreed to do your washing on national radio. Brilliant.
Yes.
Don't be sneaking in like normal clothes.
You're getting it all.
No, I'm not. I'm just getting the Innuendo Bingo stuff. I'm doing your washing every week. I just said the bingo clothes. What are you doing tonight, please? I'm struggling to explain to people what you're doing tonight. What is it?
Well, you don't need to explain to anyone. But if you are asking, I'm going to... It's like... I know what you're going to say as well. First thing you can say is you've changed. It's like some kind of cooking festival.
Right.
And I've been invited to cook a roast dinner at it.
Okay.
Now, what I can't work out is if this is some kind of joke.
Is it like one of those home shows where you're like doing a demonstration? Hi, I'm Chris and this is the Wonder Mop.
But my thinking
Look how good it is around the corners.
But I'm thinking this is going to be my link to presenting Saturday Kitchen.
Right, hopefully. Okay.
It's one of these like taste-off festivals.
Okay, and you've got to do it in front of people?
Yeah, so I'm cooking in front of people, roast dinner.
And how long is that going to take you?
Well, I've said I'd be able to do it in half an hour.
Really?
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's Chloe Madeley and James Haskell. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
Very good, thank you. I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because I'm a massive fan of the show and it's very strange being here.
I'm glad that you are both on today doing this. I'm also obsessed with your... I like it that you're like together and you met on Twitter. I really think that's sweet.
Well, it doesn't make me any good, like a little bit like a Twitter creeper.
No, it doesn't. Was a Twitter creeper. If you go back to the times when he was tweeting me, trying to get into it, you also see a lot of other tweets to other girls.
No.
Oh, how dare
you? Oh, how dare you?
So who slid into whose DMs?
So Chloe followed me, and then I slid into her DMs.
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
I just dropped some hanging chat, like, how are you? Fancy training together? And I think she just spotted me coming a mile off.
So that's why it's happened then, the whole fitness thing, because you sort of committed to something there and then, and no one wants to admit that it was never really about that.
Yeah.
You just continued it.
People always think as well, you know, couples who train together stay together.
True.
We very rarely train together.
Why is that?
Well, A, it just logistically doesn't make sense. And we always see the videos on Instagram of couples doing like pull-ups inside of the bar. Right, after two pull-ups, it's impossible.
Right.
You know, you try and do a piggyback with Chloe, she isn't going to piggyback me. Or you try and do bench press, she, you know, she's strong, but she's not strong. It's very awkward, causes a lot of arguments.
Got you. So now, I got the wrong end of the stick yesterday. You know, I'm not great at sport, but I did say, because I know you're injured, right? I said former England rugby player. Oh, my God, it went off.
That caused an issue.
So I do apologise for that.
Your name was Mud.
Because I don't want to get on the wrong side of you. Look at you. We were also yesterday on the show talking about different names for, like, various exercises. And there's so many that we'd never heard of. And we had personal trainers verifying that these were real.
Okay, go.
The Bulgarian goat bag swing.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh, is it?
AKA the goat bagger.
The goat bagger. There is. Are we playing the Innuendo Bingo now?
Well, I just want to get this out there because, I mean, apparently these are all real.
Yeah, but are you sure? Because the list in front of both of us here, I'm not sure which ones are real. Like the double clench snatch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
one.
That's real. Yeah?
Also called the double kettlebell snatch.
Didn't we do that with date two?
Yeah, cleaning and snatch.
Sorry.
All fine.
Sorry.
And then you've got the Russian weighted ball bag lunge.
Again?
I don't know.
Quite
right. That's a jumping lunge with weights there. Mm. And you've got your duck walking.
Do you know what the Bulgarian... So the Bulgarian thing is a piece of equipment that's like a sort of a sack that you put over your shoulders. I'm not helping this.
Nice.
Sorry.
What, to make things heavier?
Yeah, essentially. So you do lunges, do everything with it, with a kind of a thing on your back. That's why everything's got Bulgarian.
Oh, I see. So you add weight to it. It's a bit like I hear of people that go into hot environments to train. So they call it like Bikram. You can do Bikram anything, I assume.
Hot anything.
But you will find that people, when they're making exercise, they just make it sound really like the Swedish...
You can make up anything.
Yeah, you can. You literally. Yeah. The Swedish dragonfly leg open. You're like, what's that? Oh, it's really complicated. You wouldn't know about it.
Have you ever done that? Just make it up and be like, yeah, that's a move?
Yeah, sometimes you panic and you combine things. Like the Bulgarian Russian twist split squat jump.
Have either of you tried the dick?
Many a time.
Named after Canadian gymnast Marissa Dick there.
Of course.
That's my girlfriend there, everyone. Thank
and
you.
And that is that's a move to mount the balancing beam. I have no idea.
What's the food situation in your house then? Is it? It's not all cabbage and that, is it?
Cabbage?
Why
cabbage?
Listen, you may have come in fancy dress with your training equipment on, but you can't come as eating cabbage.
No.
Absolutely not.
Chris is literally in red swim shorts right now, just so everybody knows.
You've gone through the lost property bin at Radio 1.
That's what happens.
You two are the judgmental ones in the gym, staring at people like me, not knowing what we're doing.
James is super
judgmental. And Chloe told the other day that apparently the way I talk about certain people, she gets like emails going, you've got to speak to your boyfriend, he's alienating people.
Oh! They'll be on all the protein.
Mm. Oh, yeah, and as a couple, would you say you're more farty than most because of it? Or
James has a duck that follows him around, and every five steps it quacks.
Oh, there's a lot of creaky floorboards around, do you know what I mean? No, but the diet stuff in the house is actually, we're pretty normal. You know, Chloe... Because we do two different things. I'm obviously, you know, in inverted commas, a performance athlete. Mm. Chloe's obviously, you know, aesthetics. The one common, you know, factor is that Chloe cooks everything, looks after me, unbelievable. Breakfast is amazing every day. Some sort of Mexican egg, something else.
Mexican
eggs.
So she's,
protein,
she's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
What's Mexican eggs then?
We're just
huevos rancheros.
Yeah,
I mean,
love.
Come on, guys.
What's that then?
Yeah, that's really good.
Jalapenos, eggs, cheese.
Is it?
Yeah,
chorizo.
Hey, how's your app going, please?
Well, very well. We have two. We have a fat burning cardio one and a weightlifting one, and they both are going really, really well. So much so, actually, that we just managed to do a new nutrition app, which is really exciting. It should be out in the next couple weeks.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
Are you ready to play a new bingo?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Don't be scared, because a lot of people, when they're new, they're like, but it's just cold water.
Yeah, and we're all going to get wet on this one, right?
I think
you're not going to, like, hit me or something.
No.
It is good, two against one, though, which I always enjoy.
I thought that.
I spent about 10 grand on anger management, so I should be sweet. Okay. I should be, but...
Oh, well, this could be an excellent
brace,
one.
Brace, brace, brace.
Okay, here's Drake and Fake Love, and then James and Chloe will play Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1. You can watch it on the website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've done this game for so many years now, but I look forward to it so much. Innuendo Bingo with Chloe Madeley and James Haskell is happening now.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
The guys have got their waters ready.
Is this the first couple we've had, Scott?
I think it is. Wow. Yeah, I think it is. Couples in Innuendo Bingo. How do you feel? Gooseberry?
Who are you going to spray? Because you're in the middle of us. Who's going to get most...
I'm going to turn my head like this, like a fountain.
A dog when it shakes the water off.
Is this intimidating for you, this situation? I mean, you've
I doubt
been in
it very much.
Intimidating situations, I'm right? Just... When you're faced with a hacker and stuff like that, it's...
Yeah, the thing with the hacker was interesting because when I first started playing, I loved it and it was very inspirational. Then I played in New Zealand with a couple of guys and then I realised it was just 15 lads sticking their tongues out at you and it wasn't that off-putting, really.
Okay.
James's views James's there view. On the hacker. Okay.
I'll just hide behind him.
Water, please.
Okay.
As much as you can fit in there, please, guys.
Cheers, guys. Let's do this.
Obviously, James, talking about rugby. Quick question for you.
Have you ever wondered what the top of a hooker's head looks like?
All fine?
Yeah. All right. Okay, here we go. First, on Innuendo Bingo, we're going over to Countdown on Channel 4. I've got to say, host Nick Hewer really does know how to make sure that the viewers stay tuned to the show when the ad breaks are on. Listen to this.
Welcome back. I left with the clue, his length of meat moved very erratically. And the answer is jerkiest. Jerky.
Jerky. Oh, hang on. Not the first couple we've had on. What about Stefan Dom off the Gogglebox?
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I left with the clue, his length of meat moved very erratically.
Good one, that. Thanks, Nick Hewer, and thanks, Channel 4's Countdown. More water. Gone down the wrong hole there.
Wow.
Water, please. Now, it's Judge Rinder on ITV. Now, what show? Have you ever seen this show? He deals with so many, like, different court cases every single day. Now, I don't know about you, but when did this become a crime?
This is Judge Rinder. He's waiting to hear your case.
Is your neighbour's hedge out of control? Have you had to dig in your heels and your pocket?
That's not even the bit.
Sorry.
It's fine, though. You can laugh when you want to laugh.
Oh, that was a goodness. Good one.
Goodness.
Okay, let's see if we can get through to the end. Sorry. Here we go. Okay. Reload. Reload.
This is going to be wet, this one.
It is, they can tell.
Sorry.
It's fine. That's the game.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
You have to keep the water in.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, my
it's
goodness.
It's fine. Here's Judge Rinder.
This is Judge Rinder. He's waiting to hear your case.
Is your neighbour's hedge out of control? Have you had to dig in your heels and your pocket to fix an encroaching tree? Is your bush too big?
Like I said, not a crime. It's a personal choice.
Is your bush too big?
Water, please. If you need to reload. Chloe Madeley and James Haskell, Innuendo Bingo is happening and we're going over to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Now, I've not seen much of this series so far, but what is going on? Here is Larry Lamb in the jungle with happily married Wayne Bridge.
Just get down on your knees.
Yeah.
Right, now give it a little blow. Careful. That's it. That's it. There you go, man. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, goodness.
That was brilliant.
Thank you.
A two-pronged attack on Chris Stark.
That was awful.
I feel bad because he's got his best going out gears on.
I know.
Oh, this is just...
What's going on here?
Just get down on your knees.
Yeah.
Right, now give it a little blow. That's it. That's it. There you go, mate.
All right. Okay, well, that wasn't the only thing that happened. Water, please. Here's Carol Vorderman with happily married Ola Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, it's good. Oh, Carol. Wow. Yeah, that's proper in now. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Larry Lamb.
Hang on.
Larry Lamb teaching Wayne Bridge how to stoke a fire and Carol Vorderman giving Ola Jordan a massage in the bush.
In the bush.
God, yes, sorry, jungle. It's not a bush. Rainforest.
Is that the wettest you've ever been?
Down below, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very good game today. Very strong spitting from everyone. Water, please.
Yeah, that's proper in now.
We're going over to BBC Look North and an alarming situation in the back gardens of Ripon in North Yorkshire.
Oh, God.
Now, if I had a back garden, I would not want this to happen.
Extremely alarming. It was only when I went around the back and really saw the magnitude of the hole, and it was humongous. Even in the dark, with my tiny torch, you could see that it was pretty big. You know, it stretches from about 10 foot from my back door to our garage, which is about 40 feet, and it's about 20 feet wide, and it's just consumed everything that we had in the garden.
Yes.
James, you spray like a whale.
He is good.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Even in the dark, with my tiny torch.
Oh. And next, warm water, please. Chris, you are drenched today.
This is, yeah.
We're going over to PSG v Man City on BBC Five Live. Now, this is football. James, can I ask you, does this happen much in the rugbies?
Yeah, they're not hurting, but it's not in their nature. And I think they pressed on them. And Paris, as I said before the show, Mark, Paris don't get many teams who'll come in your face high up the field.
Sometimes it can happen. Sometimes.
Okay. Right. I just wanted to know the differences. Okay. This seems like a long game, but it's great.
Look at her face.
Oh, you okay, Chloe?
Yeah, I'm good.
Right. We move on. It's the House Doctor on Channel 5. Water, please. Chris, you've got a situation there.
I'm worried I'm gone see-through.
Where I'm standing, there's not a lot of sea, really. It's right.
Oh, okay. Now, on the House Doctor, if you're ever thinking of going on this show, Water, please do beware, because the House Doctor notices absolutely everything that you've done in that room.
Oh, my God, don't tell me more yellow. I don't believe it. Well, finally, I have something to look at. This is a fabulous room.
Oh, you actually like this room, then?
You shot your entire wad in one room.
You see, what they've done is spent their entire budget there on just the one room. And she noticed.
Oh. Seeing a couple play it like this, Scott, makes me think maybe this should be a good Christmas game.
I agree.
Available.
Couple specials are the way forward.
Oh, I meant more like a sort of board game.
Oh, OK. Next, it's Simon Mayo on Radio 2. This is his confessions feature, where people send in confessions of the things they've done in their lives. Right. And here we join Simon with a story in the middle of the night.
She was trying to remember where the drinking glasses were kept. In the half light, she saw a row of cups on the draining board.
Oh, no.
Taking the nearest one, she gave it a splash of cold water from the pump and gratefully drank it down. To her horror, something slimy and firm slipped into her mouth and slid down her throat.
Oh. Now, that was a lady accidentally drinking an egg yolk there. Quite difficult to see in the dark when you're drinking egg yolk. And finally... Wow, this has been wet. Oh. ITV, we're going over to...
I feel dirty. I feel like I've got involved in something here.
Yep.
I brushed my teeth this morning, so you're right.
Yeah.
A lot of cabbage we had for breakfast.
Yeah, that cabbage diet that you're on. Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean, Scott? I feel like third wheel.
Do you? Mm. So you like feel like you've been involved?
You feel like he's won the lottery.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. Have you ever been on the celebrity chase, you two?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Right, well, when you do, please remember, they give you multiple choice. The answer is never, ever C.
Well... When flown, what does the maritime signal flag Z Zulu mean? A, keep clear of me. B, I'm dragging my anchor. Or C, I require a tug.
It's never C. Oh. boom. That was Chloe Madeley and James Haskell in Yuna Bingo. Thank you so much for coming in today, guys, and for making Chris possibly the wettest he's ever been. We'll have a video for you later. Thank you, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We'll get a video of Chloe Madeley and James Haskell for you later for Innuendo Bingo. It was a really good one today. They owned you on that today.
Yeah, they really did. And he kept saying things throughout it, like, oh, skip leg day, have you?
Did
like,
he?
Yeah, he was saying all sorts to me, yeah.
What, like...
It's like sledging throughout Innuendo Bingo.
Really? What, because it's like, oh, you've not been to the gym? Oh, he's one of those, isn't he?
Yeah, he is one of those.
He's a judgmental one, that one.
We called it early doors.
We did. Mer was in the live lounge earlier. She did Love on the Brain by Rihanna. That was her cover. And she also did Drum, current song. I love her, you know. And she had a little entourage with her. Not a big, but a few people this morning. And overheard to Mo, this is someone else saying to Mo, they went, as she walked through the doors of the live lounge, this is going to be awesome because you are awesome.
Oh, I love that.
That's what a good kind of motivational thing that is. And that, honey, is exactly the kind of motivational speaking that I want more of here at Radio 1 before a show, 1 till 4.
Well,
yeah?
I think you're awesome. I think this radio show is awesome.
Yeah.
But and, because and you are
no,
awesome.
No, you
you're,
are awesome.
You're the most awesome.
No, but no, stop it.
You're just awesome.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Still loads and loads of comments coming in about what happened on Real or No Real yesterday. And the chat about Mr. Banana.
Oh, of course. Yeah, well, thank you for bringing it up again. No,
it's not me. It's not me. It's Bex and Joe who are trying to go all like kind of investigator on me. Excuse the email address. This is our undercover one used for top secret investigations and interrogations. Avid listeners, small hints have been made about a love interest involving yourself and a man called Mr. Banana who works on the show. We've scoured the internet for information of who the mystery yellow-skinned man could be, but having no luck, we've decided to get in touch directly.
Mr. Banana doesn't work on the show.
He doesn't work on the show. And those are the only clues that you'll get.
He doesn't work at Radio 1.
He doesn't.
That helps with your search.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck with that because you're not finding out anything else from me. Case closed.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Leonardo DiCaprio in Edinburgh, everyone. Just saying.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. So many people are getting selfies with him. People taking pictures, like, going, I can't believe he's this close to me. And there he is, just enjoying the Scottish weather. And arriving on a bus.
And what's he doing there? Filming, I assume?
No, he's doing like a speech at some business awards and then he's having lunch with the local lady who won him in a competition, a charity competition. So she'd get to have lunch with him. Surely it can't just be him and her, right? That's going to be awkward, isn't
it? That's happened before, I think, in Edinburgh. Someone won the chance to have like tea or coffee with someone. It was someone really famous. Oh, that was it, George Clooney.
Really?
Yeah. Must be a thing.
Right, can anyone tell me what bus he's got? Because I don't believe, as some people are saying on Twitter, it's the number 47.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Confirmation coming through that Leonardo DiCaprio did not get the number 47 bus in Edinburgh. Had me worried for a minute.
I heard he's eating a lamb tagine.
Why are you obsessed with what stars eat? It's like, that's the first thing you go to every time.
It's just an insight. If I see a restaurant that he's gone into, I will look at the menu and have a guess at what he's eating. But no, reports are he's eating a lamb tagine.
Thanks.
I don't even know what that is.
A tagine. Is it off of Morocco? Yeah, it is, yeah.
Nice.
Has it got icing sugar on it? I made that up. Made up, okay. We need to start thinking about Christmas soon, lads.
In what sense? Presents?
Well, no. Because you won't. Well, actually, you gave me my Christmas present from last year, a week ago.
Mm.
That furry mug.
Yes.
Which I have been drinking out of, actually.
I knew you would.
Not very dishwasher friendly, though, got to say.
Is it not?
Well, no, because furry.
What do you do, iron it?
What?
Do you have to iron it, or what?
Well, it just doesn't, like, I'm like, whoa, I can't put that in the dishwasher, because fur.
All right, but what are you saying Christmas-wise? Because last year you got well moody and said, right, we're not going to do anything that we've ever done at Christmas on the show again. We need to think of new ideas. Whereas I am very much of the thinking that we should do everything that we normally
well,
do.
Well, you say that Christmas is a time for tradition. I understand that. But seriously, how many more times are we going to phone Dial a Carol?
How many
more times are we going to play Wrap Myself in Paper?
Yeah.
How many more times are we going to play our Christmas song that we made like 7 years ago? Do you want it all still to be on?
Do you know, the only thing I wanted to change, actually, is I was thinking, can we not get, like, a world-famous pop star to vocal the perfect Christmas single.
Oh, we were thinking Katy Perry.
If we can get Katy Perry in like the next week or so, we could make that happen in
time. Oh yeah, because that's entirely possible.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, bangers time. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Where do you live, please, and what do you do?
I live in Godston and I make harps.
You make harps?
Yes.
Are you a harpist yourself?
What a job.
I try to be, but I'm not very good at it.
I promised somebody when I'd had a few drinks once that I would play the harp at their wedding, and that didn't go down well because I couldn't obviously learn it in time.
You don't need to.
Yeah, you do.
No, for a wedding gig or something like that, honestly, it's very hard to make the harp sound bad.
It is, and I do remember this very clearly, and I did actually text in offering lessons.
Do you remember it at the time?
Yeah, because my theory is anyone can play the harp, really, because I mean, it's not a hard instrument to make sound nice. If you were to say, right, I'm going to play the violin at your wedding, I'd have concerns.
When
or
was
the trombone.
When was the last time you played a harp?
No, I'm saying, just like...
It doesn't happen.
Strumming away on the harp is... it will sound nice. Are you by harp at the moment, Alex?
I am indeed.
Would you strum for me?
Please.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Strum away.
That was a harp.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean? And that's no different, really, to just pressing all the keys on a piano.
Do it again.
One more.
Yeah, you're right, it's simple.
Mate, it's like a ringtone.
Okay, Alex, this is what I've got for you today.
I'm ready.
I feel a bit embarrassed by my choice.
Is it your Christmas song?
It's not my Christmas song. That'll be on, don't worry, 2 weeks that'll be on.
Yeah, that'll really be on. Is it suitable for a harpist? Because mine, I think, is almost too rowdy for a harpist, but I'm interested to know thoughts. Do you want to do yours first?
I just don't know what I was thinking when I chose... Buttons by Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg's on this.
This is when they all got on, wasn't it? This is like the glory days of the Pussycat Dolls. All right, that's Scott's choice. Or you can have mine. Very different mine. Yeah, Dimitri Vegas, Martin Garrix, and Like Mike. This is a tune called Tremor. I'd say the only thing it's missing is harp. But, I mean, you could just strum along at home, couldn't you?
The only thing it's missing is Nicole Scherzinger.
I mean, I've gone real, out banger.
Don't know what I'm doing there, really, with that. Never mind. Right.
Alex, if you choose me, it will win it for the week for me.
Sounded better in my head. But don't let that put you off. You might be a massive fan of the PCDs.
What's the score?
Well, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. No, sorry, what? No, I've turned you off now because, that's cheating. So go on, then.
Well, it's a hard decision to make. There are two different songs completely. I am usually a bit of a metalhead and a bit of a dance man, but at the same time, I do like to push the buttons.
What does that mean?
No, I appreciate how you're stringing this out, but that was kind of weird.
It was.
Strum the harp and then just come out with Scott or Chris. Yeah.
Scott.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
That was stupid.
Hey, little mama, you looking good. I see you want to play with a player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it like that. Big Snoop Dogg with the lead pussycat.
We've all got memories of that song. We all remember where we were when that came out. Liam's been on from Glasgow. Scott, do you remember the iconic AMA performance of that song when Jessica from the Pussycat Dolls fell off her chair and then Melody butchered the ad-libs? Hashtag memories.
I can't believe you've got this back to two all this week. I honestly can't.
I really wasn't expecting him to choose that. And he banged his head on the harp when he was strumming it.
That wasn't just a robbery. It was a full-on heist. That's courtesy of Thomas there. I completely agree.
That was Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls, which unbelievably won today's bangers. Back tomorrow at 2:40. What's the score, please?
2-2.
Yes. The Scott Mills Daily. So, all the students have settled in now. Been there since September, all the new ones?
Yeah, it feels like we spoke to a lot of people around Freshers Week and then we haven't really found out what they're up to now.
All you freshers probably have made new friends. You've got all new friendship groups now.
Well, a lot of people have gone to university with boyfriends or girlfriends. And as you often say, Scott, they will whittle away, the boyfriends and girlfriends, that is, over time, generally by April.
And I will now get emails from people going, oh, no, you're wrong. We're still together. Well, yeah, but you are at the moment. But, you know, it's early days.
I think the interesting ones are the ones that have broken up with someone and have already got a new boyfriend or girlfriend at uni.
Yeah. So some of you that started uni with a boyfriend or girlfriend may not be with them anymore. And by now you should really have started to work out who's who at your university and people's personalities. The ones that party all the time, the quiet ones that never go out, the ones that study nonstop, the ones that are never in lectures, the hot ones, the annoying ones, and the ones that spend absolutely no money. The really tight ones. We all know one. I never went to uni, but there's always one.
But you know plenty of tight students. When I was a student, I did obviously have to find ways to save money. But that said, I wasn't the kind of person that was robbing everyone's milk. Or I wasn't the kind of student as well to draw a line on the milk to see if anyone else has been robbing it either.
You were quite thrifty, though, from what I seem to remember from your uni days. What was that awful mince you used to buy?
Oh, yeah, because I just didn't see the point in wasting money on food. For me, money was for nights out.
Mm.
I didn't have much. So I'd save money on food by buying, it was mutton pellets.
Pellets?
Straight to pan.
It wasn't even mint.
And you get about a kilogram, I think it was, for a pound.
Oh, just the word pellets when it's meat-based is making me feel a bit nauseous.
But they were great because you could get them straight out the freezer, into the pan.
So there's pellets, right, that are frozen.
Yeah.
And then you just put them in the pan with a bit of oil.
Straight, so put a bit of oil in. The pellets.
You disgust
and then
me.
Throw some Walmio sauce on that.
Right.
And just put that with pasta. Mm-hmm. And that did me well for a year.
Bosh. Someone's completely confessed to this already on email. Hi, Abby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Are you the type person at uni?
Yes, I am, unfortunately.
Well, don't be down on yourself. Like, at least you're admitting it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
In what way are you tight?
So I think the most shocking thing is that I almost failed one of my uni modules because I didn't want to buy any of the items for it.
Okay, well, what did you have to buy?
I mean like cheap things. I mean like glue sticks, colours. Like I just can't bring myself to buy anything, so I just don't do it.
Get yourself down Pound Shop.
What's your course? It sounds well fun.
It's live events and television. So we're doing like set design.
So for your degree, is it what I'm imagining here is that you've got to have like a shoebox and then design sets inside that?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing at the moment.
Well, like a TV set in a shoebox?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's quite cool.
Yeah. What show are you making?
I'm doing Jersey Boys at the moment. I'm doing the stage.
Okay. But to design the set, you need to do it on the cheap because you're a right thrifty one.
Yes.
All right, what about day-to-day life? How are you saving the money?
Food is a big problem for me because it can either go three ways. So if I go shopping, I can only buy supermarket value food. I mean, I haven't eaten any branded food in, like, months. And then I either make sure I'm conveniently round friends' flats at mealtime, so they offer me their food.
Great idea. God. Just pick up a nugget here or there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You don't mind sweeping people's plates, are you?
No.
Oh, you're just like, oh, I'll come round for dinner.
Yeah, conveniently. My friend will text me and she'll be like, oh, I'm having meatballs. And I'll be like, oh, we haven't seen each other in a while. Do you want to catch up?
Like, you're doing it on purpose as well. It's quite calculated.
I don't condone this type of behaviour, but I've turned into one of those people.
Right. Yeah. Mate, what you need to do as well is make friends with people in the older years, because the ones in the older years are living in a house generally with a full-on proper kitchen. Mm. And by then, people are starting to cook a little bit more. So I always found I could get a decent meal if I knew someone in the older years. There was a mate called Oz, and he knew how to cook. So
you did this as well?
Yeah, of course, because they were cooking proper meals. I was just putting frozen burgers and...
Exactly.
Like, it wasn't even fish fingers, but something that sounded like that.
Right.
From Wasda. Mm. I was putting those in the oven. That was all I could do.
Fish pellets.
You make friends with the older years, you could get food.
That is a good idea. Definitely.
So what do you eat then, like on a daily basis? How much are you spending?
I mean, I don't let any of my food shops go over £10, but And my new meal is potato waffles with spaghetti hoops on top of them. That is literally all I'm eating.
And how do you cook your waffles? Mine, I quite like them medium rare.
You know, they've got to go in the microwave, haven't they?
I just like them ever so slightly under.
Yes, yes, definitely. I'm with you on that one.
When was the last time a vegetable went into your mouth?
Oh, God, I wouldn't even know.
Oh, hon.
Probably the day before I moved to uni.
Oh, I feel like I want to look after you a bit now.
Yeah, I need help. I need tips. I just need someone.
You'll get scurvy.
Yeah, I know.
Please do not use the Scott Mills Show for any kind of dietary advice.
I do have a tip. Is there anyone that doesn't want to buy food though?
Okay. So, well, grow your own.
So no, you can write compliments to companies, and then they send you free vouchers.
Oh my word, you are professional.
So what kind of thing are you saying? What do you mean compliments?
So I'll go into a food store and then I'll take a picture of my meal and I'll be like, I really enjoyed this. I come here regularly. I'm always impressed by your service. And then, I mean, not all the time, but I sometimes get a few freebies.
What, so what do you put it, do you whack it on social media, do you?
Yeah, Twitter. Twitter's the best one.
Right, and then the company's like, yeah, you love us so much. Here's some free stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That's this good, and that's bonkers. Allowed. That's just you complimenting company. All
yeah.
good.
Yeah. I mean, I probably shouldn't be admitting to this, but sometimes I haven't even been to that company. Maybe I fancy like a burger or something, so I'll just compliment a burger company and then bam. There you go.
Yeah.
There's a voucher.
Yeah. Anyway, good to speak to you, Abby.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for having me.
Keep spending absolutely no money.
I will.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Also, who's paying for this call?
My mum.
Oh, no, we are. We called you.
Oh, okay, you are then. That's
oh,
fine.
And once again, Great. The sense of relief floods over you. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. Hi, Amanda on Twitter saying, so let me get this right. She's making her friends spend more money by eating their food in order to continue being cheap. Yes. KDA and Tanaje, Just Say on BBC Radio 1. A lot of people do the thing with the vouchers.
The complimenting companies, yeah.
I guess you're complimenting them, so it's fine.
Those people saying you can put potato waffles in the toaster, which I'm never sure if was an urban myth or not.
Me and my friends were at uni. We also used to write to companies complimenting them on their products, often in the form of poems, then would save up all the vouchers, do a big shop, and then have a night in just eating it all.
Nice.
Living the dream. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Dev.
Hey, Scott.
Sorry.
What was that?
I tried to eat a mince pie slice really quickly before I came in here.
You're going in on the Christmases already.
It's all right now, isn't it? It's November. Mid-November.
So. Yeah, it's fine. I haven't had a mince pie yet, though.
No, I had one.
Mince pie slice. So this is like two mince pies crushed and then put together in a rectangle.
Is that a Wegg's?
Yeah. No. Somewhere else. Somewhere a little bit posher.
We've been talking today about really tight students. Did you go to uni?
Yeah. Not that long ago, actually. I think I graduated 3 or 4 years ago. So, mature student.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And when you were at uni...
I love that phrase, by the way. Mature student.
Did you... Were you one of the ones that spent absolutely no monies?
It was a bit different for me because... I was employed at Radio 1.
Oh, so, right. I mean, you're like...
I was doing all right. Yeah.
So you're like a massive baller compared to everyone else.
He's eating
mutton pellets of a night time.
He would have been fine. Have you got a fake degree as well?
Like an honorary one?
Yeah.
No, I'd love that, though. I'd love that. Like when Pitbull gets like an honorary doctorate or something.
Mills over here's got one.
Really? For what?
Solent.
What do you mean for what?
What's an honorary degree for what?
Biology.
I'm a doctor of arts.
Doctor, how? No, but
it's for my service to the industry.
Isn't it normally back to your old uni? I suppose it's your town. Actually, it was your town honouring you. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's very kind of them. I think didn't do anything. And here's today's real or no real.
You are almost guaranteed to get away with bunking off work if you call your boss at 6:38 a.m. on a Tuesday, complaining of stomach problems.
Oh, stomach problems is good.
Why?
Stomach problems or food poisoning is quite hard to contest because people who have gone through it, you know how bad it is. It's not like, oh, I feel a bit run down or whatever. It's food poisoning in the stomach.
Yeah, also it feels tricky going into more detail. Like if you were complaining to me about stomach upset, I wouldn't want to ask many more
right,
questions.
Yeah.
It's just the stomach thing, I think, is like it's believable, right?
Yeah, if you just call up with, I'm really sorry, can't come into work today. I've been on the loo all night. It's like, that's it. You don't need more details. It's like, all right, cool, take the day off. Really clever. You got to,
and then you got to take the next day off.
Yeah,
haven't you?
Just to make it believable.
Mm. So 6:38 a.m. specific on a Tuesday, you say you've got stomach problems, and that is the way you'll get away with bunking off that day.
It's really clever because it's like you've been up the whole night and you've waited until the earliest time to call your boss.
Yeah.
Get it in nice and early.
Uh-huh.
Props won't work for Grimmy that.
No, a bit too late. No, you need to do around four-ish.
It's a really good one, and I feel like someone's worked out some very clever algorithm behind this. I'm going to say real.
I wouldn't know anything about this because I would never feign an illness to get off work. I would never. So I'm going to have to plead ignorance on this and just go with no real.
That one is real.
It's real. You know I've got an emergency red phone in my bedroom now.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I do.
Does it flash?
Yeah, and it says emergency on it.
It's in a glass... like a, what would you describe it as?
Like old Batman.
In case Grimmy has to do the call at 4 o'clock.
He gets a call on this phone. And do you know what's so, what's lovely about this phone is I know the phone number, our producer here knows the phone number, and our big boss at Radio 1
that's it.
Knows the phone number. I think that's it. Maybe
I get no calls apart from if I've not turned up.
That's very clever. It's a good idea.
So a poll of bosses and... let me start that again.
Go on.
No one wants to ask about stomach problems, right? That's what we were saying. So this poll is saying that while using Mondays and Fridays may evoke suspicion on account of being next to the weekend, Wednesday midweek when you're tired, Thursday is your safest bet. But Tuesday is the best bet. November and December are months that probably will spark some intrigue because people are more likely to bunk off because Christmas. January onwards, you're fine.
Yeah, more illness around wintertime, you would have thought as well, though, to balance that out.
And next,
to spice up her stage show, songstress Adele has begun releasing bats into the audience.
Fly, just fly.
Do you have any on-stage gimmicks when you do gigs and stuff? Do you know Greg's got the confetti cannon?
Yeah, we do that occasionally, actually, really but we don't bring our own confetti. That's what we should do.
I had a condom cannon for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Just, okay. I'm trying to picture how that would work.
Fired them out.
We looked into one of those T-shirt guns,
that's so expensive! I had a look at that. What, $2,000?
Just easier to throw them out, to be honest.
Just chuck them out, do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
No frills here.
There was one uni that wanted me to hand out, like, you know, the postcards we have of ourselves with the really old pictures on. And it was really heartbreaking, actually, because I threw some out. And then at the end of the night, when everyone had sort of gone home, I looked down and like, they're just all on the floor.
I've had that before. It's like, they're all on the floor. No one took them.
I was DJing at Harper Adams and they said, we've got in some... like CO2 cannons, right, for the set. But the way you do it is you go down the front and you have, it was like being a Ghostbuster. You had this backpack and then this huge sort of like gun type thing.
Nice.
And you sprayed it out of that. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
I've never felt so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of weird because you go press play on the song, run around the front, and then you're kind of awkwardly stood there sort of foaming down the crowd.
Yeah, it is. It does feel good, though.
It felt good.
That. I want a gimmick, like
so good.
Steve Aoki's cake or something like that.
Or just lob a cake.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Well, do it. Try it. See how it goes down.
It's been done.
Is Adele releasing bats into the audience to spice up the show a bit?
I've never been to an Adele show.
When bats are released in a room, it gets quite stressful because they're like flappy.
Mm.
So I quite like the idea of it because it will get people moving. So I'm going to go real.
Nah, I'm saying no real. Wouldn't
that
get people
one is no real.
Yeah, get people moving in the wrong way. They'd run out.
Not true. But when Adele played a gig in Mexico City this week, she was actually attacked by a bat on stage. And the video is quite something.
Is it?
She starts to kind of replicate the bat. You know, like, Adele's a bit like... Right? So she's like, oh, God, it's a bat. Hang on a minute, I'll play this one. Oh my God. And she's like doing like big flappy
arms.
It's
a bat.
Just like bats.
Right in the middle of a ballad.
It's a great video, yeah.
Hello.
Hello. And finally.
Each one of us, every day, without realising it, is writing a book.
Deep.
Is this like us in the room? You got another book out, Mills?
No.
Dev?
I don't quite understand this one.
Each of us every day is writing a book.
What, we're writing a single book or every day we write a book?
Maybe it's a ghostwriter following people around. I never really looked into that phrase much, like, ghostwriter.
Is it, you write multiple books? One book during your lifetime, like a sort of autobiography?
Maybe it's because of the amount of, like, I don't know, Facebook statuses, Twitter statuses that you put up, that actually, if you were to add it all together, it would be a bestseller.
Oh, I think you might be on the right lines there, Chris.
Do you reckon?
It's going to be a really clever explanation.
Well, I'll stay on those lines then, Scott.
Well, I would.
I'd say keep going.
Brilla Lay Real? Everyone's writing a book without realising.
Well, I think I've just... Yes, I'm going to go real then.
Well, I reckon if Jordan's managed to write 8 or 9 autobiographies, is it?
Jordan.
At least all of us could manage at least one. So Pick real?
Christ.
That one's real.
Yes. It's incredible and true. You know those boxes on Facebook and Twitter and all the other sites that test if you're a human or not and you have to type a word? Do you know the ones I mean?
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Where they look a bit weird. Well, each of those words is from a book that a project in the US is trying to digitise. So 200 million people type in one of those words every day, right? And each takes about 10 seconds to do, just to prove that you're person. So the team who designed it didn't want over 33 million minutes to go to waste. So now 2.5 million books a year are being turned into digital archives rather than employing people to type the books out as a whole.
That's so clever.
That's really,
really clever.
Blow my mind. At the end of that round, a real and all real.
I got 10, Dev got 20.
Yeah.
I don't think that was right, but I was so sort of intrigued by the last
I think I got 30. I got all of them right, didn't I?
And you can have 30. Let's just give each other 30.
We are all winners!
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you want all the best bits of the show without the music, get this Scott Mills Daily podcast. Or if you can, listen live tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.